I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. It is almost Halloween, so this week, All Things Considered is introducing you to some of Georgia's most memorable ghosts. We start in the southwest Georgia town of Americus. This is where a little girl and her mother are said to haunt the halls of the Windsor Hotel. The brand new Windsor Hotel in 1892 is the height of luxury for celebrities and politicians escaping cold northern winters. The red brick Victorian building features towers, balconies, elevators, and a three-story atrium lobby. It is the only hotel in Georgia offering guests individualized silverware. Legend has it that one day in the early 1900s, a housekeeper named Emily May was arguing with her lover in the hotel's third floor hallway. As the couple's exchange grew heated, her young daughter Emma stood by helplessly, holding her mother's hand. In a fit of rage, Emily May's lover pushed her furiously into a nearby elevator. What he may not have realized, the elevator shaft was empty. Mother and daughter, still hand in hand, fell three stories to their deaths. Since that tragic day at the Windsor Hotel, guests and employees report feeling the presence of a little girl. Some hear a child's footsteps running down a third floor hallway. Guests also confess to seeing the fleeting reflection of a woman in a long black dress in a third floor mirror. Pots and pans fly off tables and counters. Lights and radios mysteriously turn on and off. Today, the Windsor Hotel embraces its spooky history with ghost tours to introduce guests to Emily May and Emma. If you go to the Windsor, you can also look for the spirit of a former doorman wandering the building, still welcoming guests to their stay. Tune in tomorrow for the story of a young Union soldier and a Georgia girl whose secret love may have led to their untimely deaths during the Civil War. I'm Ricky Bevington. Happy Halloween.